This is M&N Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Vikings got 250 yards passing and two touchdowns from J.J. McCarthy last night and beat the Cowboys in Dallas 34-26. McCarthy also ran for a TD and says the team's feeling good and now ready for more.
We're only as successful as our last successful act, and our next act is coming in on Monday or Wednesday or whatever it is and getting better, working on, you know, all the mistakes that we made in this game tonight, get a little pat on the back for the good things, but we're always focused on that next thing and how to get better.
The Vikes are at the Giants next week. Quinn Hughes had quite an opening number for the Wild to beat Boston last night in St. Paul 6-2. Hughes, playing for the first time since a blockbuster Friday night trade brought him to the team, scored a goal in the win.
It's been a whirlwind for sure, and I'm just looking forward to kind of getting my feet on the ground and get with the team here and getting a day-to-day lifestyle here. But definitely the last 48 hours have been a lot, but I was able to play today.
Kirill Kaprizov scored twice. Matt Boldy, Ryan Hartman, and Jared Spurgeon also scored. The Timberwolves used a strong fourth quarter. They beat the Kings last night in Minneapolis, 117-103. Julius Randle had 24 points for Minnesota. A team without Anthony Edwards, Mike Conley, and for some of the game, Rudy Gobert. Bones Highland started a point guard and says defense was the key.
We definitely improving on that end, switching 1-5, just being together, talking as well. I feel like that's helping too, but just getting used to that switching 1-5, I think it's helping us.
College hoops, Gopher star Cade Tyson tied a school record with 8 3-point baskets and an 89-53 win over Texas Southern yesterday.
Man, it felt great. All the way from the jump ball to the end of the game, felt great. Felt like just as a team, it was a good game for us.
Tyson finished with a career-high 38. The Gopher women whipped Wyoming last night, 80-34. Grace Kaholski scored career point number 1,000, and her teammates were excited.
It was great. I think they were playing with me, trying to say, we're just going to pass you the ball until you get it. It was nice that they were celebrating right away, so it was really sweet.
This is M&N Sports.